Unit 2. Recording 7. Conversation 1.
Have you seen this? There's a new law about computer games. They want to limit the kind of violent things that can happen in the games so kids don't see so much.
Really? Well, that makes sense. I do think that the violence in those games can make kids more aggressive.
Well, according to one article I read, kids are less aggressive if they play these games.
How could that be true?
Apparently, the games give them a chance to use up some of their energy, so they're calmer in real life.
Oh, that's hard to believe. In my experience, playing those games makes kids more aggressive. So I'm in favour of some kind of control.
I don't know. I agree to a certain extent, but I think kids can separate real life from computer games. I mean, I don't like computer games and I hate violence, but actually I think it's more of a problem to put these limits on.
I think we'll have to agree to disagree.
I suppose so.
Conversation 2.
Do you ever download music for free?
You mean illegally? No, I'm probably one of the few people that doesn't do it. I've always paid for downloads.
Why? I mean, nobody I know pays.
Exactly. And it's just theft, isn't it?
Oh, I totally disagree.
I mean, artists have copyright on their songs, so you're stealing from them. It's as simple as that.
But as far as I know, musicians these days get very little money from CD sales or downloads anyway, so they don't lose out. I mean, they want people to hear their music.
I'm not so sure about that. If people share the music without paying, how can musicians make any money?
Well, the famous ones, they don't need more money. And for newer groups, file sharing is the way they get known, so they don't have to spend a fortune, you know, on things like record companies and managers.
Yeah,
and
but I mean,
anyway, nowadays, singers and groups make most of their money from concerts.
I'm still not convinced. Aren't you worried about being found out? For instance, what about that man in the USA? Did you hear about that? Apparently, he got fined about $1.5 million for downloading and sharing films.
$1.5 million? Ouch.
Yeah, so maybe you better think again.
Good point.
Conversation 3.
Do you think you would ever have cosmetic surgery?
Me? No, I don't think so. I'm really against it, actually.
Really? Why?
Well, basically, I think it can be quite dangerous. Some of the implants you can have,
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like Mike's girlfriend. She actually had some Botox injections in her forehead.
Did she?
Yeah, and she couldn't, you know, she couldn't...
Couldn't move her face?
Yeah. She couldn't smile or frown. Her face was just frozen solid.
Fair enough. But if someone's very depressed because of the way they look, maybe then they should have some kind of surgery, you know, to help their self-esteem.
I think there are other ways to help.
And what about if they have a serious health problem, such as maybe they're extremely overweight?
For health reasons, maybe yes. I mean, I see your point, but I still don't like the sound of it. Personally, I think it's too much of a risk. I wouldn't do it myself.
I might, if it was to do with my health.